Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
First, the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, joins me on the line. Good morning to you, Minister.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
Very well. Now, there's been a lot of controversy around planning during your time as Minister, and now we know you want to rush through some fairly extensive changes in the coming weeks. Is this a sign that you know the housing crisis is going to get much worse in the months to come?
No, I think firstly, we've spent a lot of time in actually trying to reform our planning system, and I'll be doing that. I bring a bill to Cabinet called the Consolidated Planning Bill, which is the biggest single changes to planning since the year 2000, and that's actually needed. We need an efficient and effective planning system for a modern country that needs to deliver homes and strategic infrastructure for our people. But, you know, that will be brought to Cabinet and it will go into the Dáil early next year. In the meantime, and I have flagged this publicly and in the Dáil, I do plan to bring forward, as part of the Ombord Pleanála Reform Bill, which will come to the Seanad this week, an amendment to it that will enable us to deliver additional social homes and affordable homes quicker and more efficiently on state-owned land. And I think it's important that we do that to be able to provide additionality. Many of the people who are...
But I suppose the question is, why are you doing this now and not at the beginning of your tenure? Do you see something now that you didn't see then that's made you press this red button?
Oh, no, I understand the question. Well, look, if you look at Housing for All, it's just over a year old. That's the government's housing plan to really get to grips with housing and to deliver more homes than we've done before, 300,000 new homes by 2030. Since then, though, and that's only over a year old, we obviously have had the war in Ukraine. We have a very serious cost of living crisis also, and we're living in a high inflation environment right now. So, like, these measures, I believe, are timely. I have flagged them. I think some of those who are now calling, who are now opposing them without actually seeing the details, are the same people politically who are calling for, you know, declarations of emergencies just 2 weeks ago. And then when you bring forward emergency measures, those same parties are now actually putting their hands up and saying, no, we're going to oppose it. So let's look at what we're trying to do is actually to expedite the delivery on state-owned land now. State-owned land, land that would have been previously designated for housing, to fast-track the planning within that and fast-track the procurement.
When you talk about political opposition, you're talking about Sinn Féin, but there's opposition and concerns being expressed from within the coalition too, isn't there? The Green Party, I've just two examples here, where Nasa Harrigan said, the idea that judicial reviews are what snarls up the planning system is demonstrably rubbish. It sounds like you're going to have problems within the coalition from the start.
I think, to be fair, what NASA was referring to and is referring to is a different piece of legislation, which is that bigger planning bill that I'm bringing to Cabinet in this month, which will go to the Dáil and go to pre-legislative scrutiny early next year. And that is about wider reforms that are going to fully respect, and rightly so, the rights of people to have their say, but is basically to look at all the different issues that we've had through planning. You know, right over the last 20 years, we haven't had a consolidated planning bill pretty much since the year 2000. And there are changes that are needed to help us to deliver more affordable, more social, more private homes, and to deliver the state infrastructure that we need.
What's going to be the cost of that, though? Because the Green Party TD Stephen Matthews said that what he sees, that you're trying to improve the process by restricting people's access to justice. He doesn't think that that is possible.
No, I don't think we're going to do that. And Stephen has been an excellent chair and an excellent colleague of the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Housing. And we'll be teasing through those issues with a good briefing with our colleagues, not just in the Green Party in Fine Gael last week, and also within my own party, Fianna Fáil. I don't think any of your listeners will argue that, you know, our planning system needs reform. We've seen that, you know, with some of the controversies that we've seen earlier this year. And I'm pressing ahead with that. But obviously I'll be doing that with the cooperation and support of my coalition colleagues, and we'll be working that through.
Are you going to restrict environmental impact assessments?
We're not setting that aside at all.
No, are you going to restrict them?
No, not at all. And you see, I think, Claire, to be fair, these two pieces of legislation might be getting confused in one respect.
It doesn't really matter. Like, this is about what you're going to do. At a time when we have climate and biodiversity crises, are you planning to restrict those impact assessments?
No,
and what would be
at
the
all.
Effect of
let
that?
Let me be very clear. There was an article written last week in one of the newspapers that said that that was effectively going to be set aside under the emergency planning powers. It absolutely is not. No question. And I want to be absolutely definitive on that. And, you know, we obviously fully respect the need to not only protect our biodiversity and our environment, but to enhance and reverse the trends that we've seen over decades in relation to its decline. And I'm very, very serious about that. So there is no question of that whatsoever. What we're really focusing on this week is actually to bring forward time-bound emergency measures to deliver more social homes and more affordable homes on land that had previously been designated for housing or is designated for housing. And that is, you know, that's really trying to ramp up further our delivery of social homes. Like, we've targeted this year about 10,500 new social homes, and I'm pleased to say that I believe that we will attain that target, which will be a significant increase in the delivery of social homes. We're going to deliver affordable homes for working people this year for the first time in a generation. Okay. And we'll exceed our housing targets for this year too. So,
yeah, but the targets are wrong though, aren't they? And that's been conceded across the board, that the targets are wrong. The Taoiseach said that they would have to be revisited.
Oh, well, no. Well, firstly, just to conclude, we set a target this year under the first year of housing for all of 24,600 new homes, and we're going to exceed that. And that's important, and I don't think we can just...
It is meaningless, though, if that's off, if it's wrong.
No, well, I don't think it's meaningless, to be fair, to the thousands of people now who are going to be able to get social, affordable and private homes that, you know, because of the plan is delivering.
Meaningless to the extra 10,000 people who should be homes that should be on that list and for the people who are waiting for them.
No, I don't think it is, because what it's about in housing, we're never going to turn this around in 2 years. We've had 10, 12 years of undersupply. And what Housing for All is about the state taking a lead in delivery of homes, which we're doing this year. Now, those numbers and those targets were based on the National Planning Framework. I've always said, when we get the new census data, the full data, in March, April, we will review that, and should targets need to be altered or reviewed within it, we will do that. But the targets I've set are baseline targets, and that example is I think very clear this year, where we had a baseline of 24,600, and I expect us to exceed that quite substantially.
Because the Irish Daily Mail said in November that they had seen this internal record in the Department of Housing, which said that in reality 42,000 homes are needed per year. Is that
Claire, we need to
where it is?
We've
at?
Been very clear with the targets that we've set out, and this wasn't just figures that we'd plucked from the sky. Housing for All had over 1,000 submissions to us. It was not just within government, it was outside government, and we based it on the National Planning Framework. We want to exceed those targets, and thankfully this year we're going to do that, even in a very difficult year where we've seen obviously what's happening on continental Europe with the first war that we've had there, mass migration as well, where we're helping our friends from Ukraine here and providing them safe harbour, and a high inflationary environment. And even with that, we're going to deliver homes at scale that we haven't seen in a long number of years. And we've got to build that capacity, frankly, so that the targets that are outlined and the figures that are outlined and published are the baseline targets. Do we want to exceed them? Of course we do. And when I get the new census data, the complete data, in the first quarter of next year, we will absolutely review them. And I've said that publicly.
So you can say whether it's 42,000 new homes that should be built each year.
What we're saying is, through the plan, we need to get to an average of 33,000 right the way through. But we need to exceed that. So put it this way. This year, 25,000 or just short of was the target. Next year, it's 29,000. Okay. The year after that, it ramps up to over 33,000. And thankfully, we're seeing more capacity come into the construction sector, because we need more people to help us build our new homes. But one thing I'm focusing on with the emergency powers that you've actually just mentioned earlier on is using more modern methods of construction, off-site construction, which we are using in certain parts of the country, but we need to ramp that up and scale that up. Because, you know, I'm acutely conscious of the people who are waiting on social housing lists, the people who are homeless out there who need permanent homes, safe and secure homes over their heads. And we've got to be flexible in how we deliver the homes for them. We've got to be adaptable to international events and to the environment that's out there right now.
Yeah.
And we're doing that.
And on the topic of social housing powers, again, the Irish Daily Mail reported that as minister, you're planning to rezone solely for social housing to give yourself that power. Is that what you're planning to do?
No, what we're actually looking at, we've done this work already with the local authorities. We've asked them to identify lands that wouldn't have been brought forward for housing, some of it because of legacy debt on the land, were land that would have been bought in the 90s and the 2000s, that because of the legacy debt on that piece of land, the local authorities haven't been able to develop it. So I got approval from government 2 weeks ago that we will bring forward a land activation fund in that space of about 125 million, that we would write down that debt on the basis that those lands that were previously or currently even identified for housing would be brought forward for housing. And that's what we're going to do, and that's where we're going to use the emergency planning measures that I intend to bring to the Shannon this week. So it's about ramping up delivery, and I think in one respect most people would welcome that, because you know the questions that you've asked, all very valid, are about us getting to a level where the supply that we're delivering every year is actually meeting the demand, not just in social housing, but on affordable housing indeed private housing.
And that plan that you mentioned, the land activation plan, you could, in theory, increase the value of a piece of land by a multiple with the stroke of a pen.
No, that's not what we're going to be doing, Claire. This land is state-owned land, and it's actually most of it is owned by the local authorities. And who owns
the legacy debt on
the local authorities. So basically, to give you an example, that the local authorities in this country owe about 300 million, just short of 300 million, on legacy land debt that's going back, some of it over 20, 30 years. And because of the debt on particular sites, they haven't been able to finance that to be able to deliver homes on those additional pieces of land.
So you're going to pay down that debt for them?
Yes, but on the condition that those lands are developed and start to be developed in 2023. And I myself believe, and government believe, is that is an effective use of capital to be able to activate land that would not have otherwise been activated. Most of it is zoned, actually, if not all of it is zoned already, but just hasn't been able to be developed because of the legacy debt that's sitting on it. So we're very targeted in the approach on this. This isn't a wholesale, activation measure. It's targeted at each local authority where we know the demand is, and we've been engaging with them already. I met with the chief executives of every local authority just late last week to go through these proposals, and I want to see the proposals activated early next year where we can start construction in 2023 and hopefully, and deliver additional above and beyond what we've planned to do already in social and affordable.
What do you think Fine Gael is up to on housing? You know, these breakout meetings they had at their own meeting recently, and then we heard off the back of it that they were ready to take some measures on housing that would get us some way to fixing the problem. Simon Coveney and Heather Humphreys reportedly in favour of tax breaks for developers. What are they up to?
Well, I think they're part of a three-party government, and like I get feedback and input from my own party, Fianna Fáil, from Fine Gael, and indeed from the Greens, and every government member, and indeed members of the opposition and opposition parties, are fully entitled to have their input and bring forward, ideas that they would have, constructive ideas in the main. And we certainly assess them. So, like, I discuss housing at every single cabinet meeting that we have. We have a cabinet subcommittee on housing that all three parties sit on, our Taoiseach Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, and indeed Minister Eamon Ryan. And that's what a coalition government is about. Mm-hmm. Now, I would say that already this year we have seen, even in a difficult year, a step change in housing in not just policy, but now in delivery. We've brought forward over 20 pieces of very significant legislation, like the Affordable Housing Act. We've the Land Development Agency, which has been...
But have Fine Gael
come... homes for the first time ever.
I know, we hear about that a lot, but has Fine Gael specifically come to you with these ideas, Simon Coveney and Heather Humphreys, and said, look, we have this plan to give tax breaks, to reduce their costs, maybe look at the VAT on the products that they're using to build homes. Have they come to you with that?
I think the tax issues are issues within the Department of Finance, but are not within my gift, but are actually a decision that government would make. And to be very fair to all ministers and indeed all government TDs and senators, I interact with them on a daily basis. And, people come to me with their thoughts, with their suggestions, their ideas, what they would like to see, their feedback on policy, how we need to tweak. And that's normal. Like, that's the normal course of how government would operate.
Because I haven't heard anywhere that Fine Gael want the housing portfolio. I mean, maybe they're just happy to tell you how to do it from the sidelines, but not take the blame if it goes wrong.
I take full responsibility, and the job that I have, it's an honour to do it. We know the serious challenges that are there in housing. That's why we have a whole of government approach and an agreed housing for all plan that's fully funded on a multi-annual basis. And, you know, not everyone feels those changes will take time. Mm-hmm. But I know the scale of the challenges that we have. But what leads me to be optimistic is, you know, we're seeing an increase in numbers. We're seeing affordable homes for the first time in the generation. We're seeing social housing. We have a major issue, obviously, with regard to homelessness, which is my absolute number one priority, to try to help people that are homeless to get back out into permanent, safe and secure housing. But all parties will have their views. I deal with my Fianna Fáil colleagues on a daily basis, no different than I would deal with Green Party and Fine Gael as well, where mm-hmm. they would have suggestions and ideas, and then and government will make decisions on that.
And you're staying in housing, are you, after the 17th of December?
Well, I haven't been told that. I think the transition date is the 17th of December. I would love to stay in the position that I'm in, but that's not a decision that I make. I'll serve wherever I'm asked to serve, and it's an honour to do so, to be a cabinet minister and a member of government who, you know, is in a position to be able to try to affect change and affect positive change. But I've had no discussions with the Taoiseach or indeed any of the other leaders with regard to my position post the 17th of December.
You mentioned people arriving here from Ukraine, and we have seen these anti-immigrant protests right around the country, East Wall in Dublin, of course. We've also seen them in Mayo and in Cork. Now, you could say that the failure of the government to deal with the housing issue is driving that sentiment. Whether you want to blame the far right or not, those people are on the streets for a reason. And you could suggest and you could make the argument that the government has opened the door to that type of protest happening.
No, I think what Ireland has done, not just the government, its people, has opened our doors to tens of thousands of people from Ukraine. If someone had said to you or in January this year that we would be accommodating over 70,000, nearly 80,000 people between Ukraine and other people who are fleeing other wars right across the world and persecution, and that we've been able to, not without its challenges and everything hasn't been perfect, but have been able to do that and do it pretty well, I think. Most people wouldn't have believed that. You know, it is a challenge, there's no question. That comes right at the time when we're trying to change the delivery on housing, and we're doing that. And I meet people all across the country every day of the week who are, one, seeing those changes, but two, yes, I meet people who are frustrated too. There's no question about that.
How concerned are you about the level of frustration out there?
No, well, I think, it depends where one goes. Like, I respect everyone's views in this regard. What pleases me is when I meet people who've been 8-10 years on the social housing waiting list, now getting social homes. What pleases me is that I'm meeting people who are now being able to buy homes at an affordable rate through the First Home Scheme and through local authority-led affordable housing. I think most people do, to be fair, realise that this was not something that I was going to be able to change in a year or 2 years, like a year since the plan is out, and particularly after we come out of COVID and the difficulties that gave with delivery. But, like, we're on the right track. And, you know, I even think when the country was building 40, 50,000 homes a year in the 2000s, there was frustration there too. What I would say to people is that, you know, our response to our friends from Ukraine who are fleeing, you know, a brutal war is something that we morally must do. As a country, and the vast majority of people believe that we should, and we've international obligations in that regard, and I think we're right to do that. Some of the protests, and I'm not saying that it's not, of course, there's genuine people there who within it, but like where people protest, I think is, and how they go about it, is something that people should reflect upon. Like, we've got people who are literally being bombed out of their homes and their apartment blocks, who've had families, members killed, murdered, maimed, raped, who are coming here looking for a safe harbour. And I think we have to be and continue to be welcoming to them. And certainly this government will continue to do that whilst we're delivering on our housing plan for the people who heretofore are resident in Ireland. And we'll do that.
Okay, one other issue I wanted to ask you about is this plan to change the welfare system so that people who go on job seekers allowance would be given an amount which reflects what they were earning. Is that not a two-tier welfare system?
I've seen no detail of that, either informally or formally. To be honest with you, I think our welfare system in Ireland is broadly fair. It works. It helps people who need that help, and it doesn't distinguish between, you know, anyone's background or their circumstances, and I think that's the right thing.
Mm-hmm. So you would be uncomfortable with people getting twice the normal rate?
Yeah, to, I'm being really, really honest with you. I have seen no details on that.
Yeah, but you can give a view on the principle of it, which you already have.
Yeah, well, I have given a view, and I think that in a republic that we live in, every citizen is equal and should be, and the welfare system is there to support people when they need the assistance of the state. And, you know, it's not always perfect, but I think any fair assessment, people would look back and say that it's fair. It actually, when you compare it to Britain or the rest of Europe in relation to the payments that are made to people when they need them, compare very, very favourably to other jurisdictions. And in the main, it works. Mm-hmm. So I certainly have, from my own perspective, I would think what it should be is about enhancing the system that we have right now, looking at areas where we can improve efficiencies and that type of thing. But like the welfare and social welfare in Ireland, I think, has served our people well, has served the state well. We've seen how well they did that right the way through COVID. We're now using, you know, those same methods again through the cost of living crisis, that we have the infrastructure now to be able to help people through this winter too, with assistance in relation to electricity bills and other support for employers.
Minister, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome.
Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien.